normal.
Compliment Bernice, KO4HKX.
Morning, Patrick. Let me turn this radio down. Oh, I'm behind a beautiful Dodge Ram truck, says it's a Laramie, U.S. Army combat vet. He's got a big POW-MIA sign in the back of his window. That is a perfect target for somebody to break into and, unfortunately, steal a gun. My son-in-law's uncle found that out when he was up in North Carolina. He had a United States Marine Corps on the back of his truck, and the police officers, he asked them, why did they target my truck? They didn't bother anybody else's. And he said, that sign on the back of your truck says pistol. And it was an heirloom. He shouldn't have been carrying it.
That, I don't put a lot of stickers on mine letting people know anything either. I do have my call sign in the back window, but that's about it.
I have an amateur radio license plate. But you know, I saw one the other day, and it looked a lot better than the ones that they issue right now. It only costs you, I don't know, $2, $3, $4, something like that for the tag. Whereas a personalized tag is quite expensive, I understand.
I really don't know. I've never messed with one of them, so I couldn't tell you.
Very extremely cheap, Patrick. It's kind of neat because many times I've been parked in the parking lots and different stores and that, or facilities of any kind. And there'll be a ham walk up to me and introduce himself and give me his call sign, said I saw that on the back of your car. And I've even met people that know me that they see that ham radio tag on the back. And I've always enjoyed being there. It was a little more expensive back in Kansas, but I think it might be $3 down here. It's not very much. All you got to do is show them your license, I'm sure.
Check into it. I don't know. Like I said, not something that I usually worry a whole lot about. I do have a sticker on the back window with my call sign if anybody needs it or wants it.
I'm passing the horse farm. I'm headed down to the VA on the west side of town just to take a prescription down there. It's funny, they won't take electronic refills from a doctor in most of the places. Some of the offices, they do. Crazy government, I'll tell you. Well, we got a 0.05 of an inch rain last night. And I was watching Brevard, and it said, you didn't get very much either, did you?
Much, but it rained a couple times yesterday. On and off.
Did because the kids fertilized our lawn and aerated it and reseeded it. And it's just barely showing. And you got to keep that seed wet for about 2 or 3 weeks, they said. And that's a pain in the butt having to go out and water because we don't have a sprinkler system. Blue Ridge Water has to put in a separate meter, and they charge you a separate fee, and then it's over $5,000 to install it. And I said, rain on that. But at any rate, we're going down to Amy's too and take her some eggs. Bernice said she was getting too many eggs and she needed to get rid of them. Wouldn't have had that problem if you still had your route.
But I'll be back down that way in the next week or so I'll swing by, and but I don't know exactly when yet, so I'll let you know.
Varmint between the two pins out there. He's got a hole that must be 2.5 inches in diameter in the soft dirt in between them where the chickens have kicked the dirt out. I tried to rat trap there, and he'd come out and he'd eat the peanut butter every day, and I didn't catch him, but he sprung that trap. So I ordered up two regular old mouse traps, you know, just like we used in the old days. I baited both of them in two different spots. He tripped both of them, and he ate the peanut butter. What in the world kind of a vermin have I got?
Don't know what to tell you on that one. Usually a mouse trap's pretty good about getting whatever he gets, that peanut butter or delicacy you put in there for him.
It always worked good. We rarely ever had a problem. I put out decon up above the suspended ceiling, those pellets years ago, and just never had a problem with them. When we first moved there, I think they come in through the HVAC line. There was kind of an opening there, and I plugged it. We had a couple of Mises in the basement, but that's been years ago. But what I'm going to do to resolve the ambiguity, as we shall say, is I'm going to go down and get my game camera and bring it up and put it on that hole and put the mouse traps there.
I could try that. But I don't know what, like I said, I don't know what would get the peanut butter and not, and set the trap off and not get caught in it. Unless it's something real tiny that could go inside the, there and not have to worry about getting hit by it.
I just don't know, but there's a pretty good sized hole there, a lot bigger than a mouse. Yeah, big enough for a rat. There's a dark cloud here, and it's raining right here at Wade Hampton and over Rutherford Road. Not very much. Just enough you have to put the swipers on. Well, if all else fails, I'm going to give him the old rattlesnake trick. You know what that is, don't you?
Not quite sure. There's several of them there. Which one you're talking about?
During that rattlesnake roundup, they get a clear plastic tube and they fish it down in the snake hole, and then they pour gasoline down the clear plastic tube, and the rattlesnakes come out and they catch them. So I'll do that either with some gasoline or some kerosene and see if anything comes out. It's very effective on rattlesnakes.
Pretty effective on about anything. You flooding it whole with a contaminant that it can't breathe in, it tend to want to get out of there.
Tried that years ago one time, and I poured the gasoline down in there, and I struck a match to it, and here's your tip of the day. Don't do that.
Full of dirt.
I'll have to take the Fifth Amendment. shoot. Well, there's the sun back out. But we got quite a ways to go. What you got up to today? Got anything planned?
Around, I got to help my son move this afternoon. Move some furniture from one place to another. And so I'm just waiting around for that to happen.
Heard from Dave, HVAC Dave, that they'd done some work last week on the repeater, and it's really doing a lot better. You know what they did to it?
For HKX, I don't know what they did, if they did anything other than inspection. And maybe clean up some connections in the back of the repeater, you know, where they could get to it. But other than that, I really don't know. I wasn't a part of that group. Didn't get the message in time.
You're working fine. Your signal is pure as can be down here, almost to Walmart and Taylor's.
Because it usually just past there, it starts getting a little scratchy.
SCR Mobile. Yes, sir, you're quite right, but that's the shadow of Paris Mountain when you get down there past Walmart a little ways. Now, I don't think there's any cure for that unless you add more altitude to that tower.
About the only thing that's going to help that situation, that or you dig the top of the mountain off, and I don't see either one of those happening.
Thing I ever heard of, I didn't get it very often, but we was in the southeast corner of Kansas, and it was 165 miles over to Wichita. And I talked on the Wichita repeater one time when I went out there to visit kinfolk. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, that repeater was up, that tower was over 1,400 feet. Man, that would give you some coverage, wouldn't it?
Hey, there's some around here that way, but I'm in Mount Mitchell. It's at, I think, 6,600 feet, somewhere in there, if it's still in the original location. So they're around.
Now, Kansas is so flat, you know, I mean, there's nothing out there. Well, what's Mount Mitchell frequency, Patrick? I can't even remember. Is it at that 640?
640 is on Bear Wallow. It's about 4,400 feet, somewhere in that neighborhood. Mount Mitchell is 145-190.
Well, I might be able to hit that. I don't know. I don't generally move from repeater. I just most of the time stay right here because, well, I got very good coverage from my house, and just don't need to do that. But oh, well, that's nice. You're helping your son out. We don't have a lot planned. We're going by Publix down here in Taylor, so you know it's going to get kind of iffy right after that.
Well, good to hear from you. And again, when I head down that way again, I will definitely give you a shout and swing by for a few minutes. But you and Miss Bernice, be careful out there, and good to talk to you. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3, Tom.
Good morning, Patrick.
There's the War Department, and we'll try to get your smegs gathered up if you give me a warning. And I'll send you a picture after a while of an egg we got this morning. Bernice come in laughing. She went and got the eggs I usually do. But I'll send you a picture of this one. I bet you never seen one like it. Take care, Patrick. KO4HKX, N0TR, entering the dead zone here.